Did I play my friend's Mr. Schmooze the other day? Okay, so that was something you guys heard. My friend gave me another Mr. Schmooze. So he wanted to know what's shot. We just get up like, yeah, we're waiting to shave. It's coming out 12:07, camp time. The lawyer, we're going to shave, music. So the part of the idea, I think, is number one, there's this, like we spoke about the other day, there's a sense coming off Tisha B'Av, we have a sense of relief. And like the Mizmar Lasav, as the Pasuk says at Tehillim, we have a sense of relief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spared us. We're still here, and the fact that we're still here, that's because Hashem wants us to move on. And the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and of course we must take a day to mourn over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But once that day has passed, we're now ready to continue in our avodah, go back to our avodah Hashem, go back to learning, go back to growing. And that's why Hashem left us here. Hashem left us here to do better, to do mitzvahs, to improve. And that's what we step up to do the next day. And with that comes moving on from the avelus and moving back to a life of avodah Hashem, with simcha, as the normal mode of avodas Hashem. So that's possibly those ideas coming off Tisha B'Av. So with that, we get back into the Gemara. Today, we got up to this Gemara. I see some of you guys are really into the Me'ilah stuff, which is Geshmak. There's a lot to talk about, a lot of Ian here in Me'ilah. I think what I'm going to do is just go through the basic Gemara today, point out the basic issues, and we're going to move on to the next sugya tomorrow. Sorry for the letdown for the Me'ilah guys, but the next sugya is very Geshmak of the Mitzvah Sri Kavana. I think it'll be good for some of the guys who fell off. It'll be a good place to jump back in. And so, that's what we're going to do. But for today, we'll read the Gemara, and we're going to try to point out some of the things that we discussed. So it says the Gemara, smack in the middle of the page. First word online is Mahu Detema. Says the Gemara, Benny got the spot. Chav Chesem and Aleph, smack in the middle of the page. First word online, Mahu Detema. No, first word line is Babur. Amar of Yehuda, B'shover shal Ola lo yitaka v'im taka yata. A shover shal Ola, you should not play, should not blow. But if you blow it, yotze, you are yotze. B'shover shal shlamim lo yitaka v'im taka lo yata. Shover shal shlamim, though, you also cannot blow the shover. However, if you would blow the shover, in this case, you would not be yotze. And explains the Gemara, what's the difference between Ola and shlamim? My taima, Ola bas ilahi kema dema'al nafka baba nafka la l'chulin. With an Ola, there's a halacha me'ila. What's the halacha me'ila? I gave you the psukim in Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah tells us of me'ila, and me'ila is a prohibition, as Rashi notes there. The chata bishkaga, actually, you guys are asking me, the pasuk says the beferish, if you sin bishkaga, chata bishkaga, shenem in a hektish, if you benefit from the hektish, so that is what me'ila is, to benefit from the hektish, and the Torah goes on to say that if you do it bishogeg, so you have the whole of punishment, you have to bring an usham, and I think the next pasuk in the Chumash talks about how you have to repay. So that's what the Torah tells us here, and that's the halacha of me'ila. Okay? So it's bas me'ila. And what's the significance of me'ila? Rashi says, or the Gemara says, kevan demaba nafka lalachulim. So once you do me'ila, the halacha of me'ila is that once you violate the kusha and you misuse something that's, you benefit from something that's donated to the Beis HaMikdash, it goes out to Chulin. It becomes Chulin. And now it turns out, in the Hamin here, that when you blow this shofar from an animal that was designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and now you blow the shofar, you blew a regular shofar. It's not a Kodesh shofar anymore. You blew a regular shofar, and no reason why you shouldn't be Yotzei Kiya shofar. That's what the halacha is in Ola. Tosos points out, just to note, round out some halachas of Me'ila, that there's a difference between mezid and shogeg in me'ila. That all the halachas of me'ila, of the asham, and what? Has to be shogeg. Correct. So, lo yitaka, meaning Tosas point notes, it also means you can't do it in mezid. I mean, even though there's no me'ila in mezid, you're not allowed to use kachim.
So what's the status of, if you do mezid?
If you do mezid, you didn't miss her. But all the halachas of Yotze the Chulin and all that, that is only if you did B'shogi. So, lo yitak, you have to read it, lo yitak, you shouldn't blow it at all. B'mezid, obviously, we're telling you don't do it. And if you did it, B'shogi, you didn't realize that this was hektish, and you did it, then you're Yotze, because the halacha is it becomes Chulin. That's a ham, you know? And shlamim, delav b'nei me'ila ninu, shlamim, that are not me'ila, Isurahu derachibuhu. There's an isur on it. V'lo nafki l'chulin, but it doesn't become chulin. There's no me'ila. And that's the Rashi. I put from Rashi and Chumash. Really, Gemara me'ila says this, mikadshei Hashem, as the Pasuk says, you're due me'ila on kadshei Hashem. That has to be something that's miyuchadim Hashem, something that's designated only for Hashem. Yotzu, kadshim kalim. That kuf is like the sifzei chamim kuf, I think. That's what that was there. But yotzu, kadshim kalim, that excludes kadshim kalim. Why? What is the difference in kadshim kalim and kadshim kadashim? So in Ola, what happens to the carbon Ola? It's completely burnt. It goes completely to Hashem. So Ola is for Hashem. But kadshim kalim, shlamim, is eaten by Kohanim, and the Bailam eat some parts. So since the Kachim Kalim are eaten, so that is not Miyuchad Lashem. Interesting to note, the Gemara says Meila, the Emurim, the insides of the Kachim Kalim, so those, after you separate out the parts that are eaten, those things have been left in the Mizbeach to burn. So at that point there would be Meila. Because at that point it becomes exclusive to Hashem. So only things that are exclusive to Hashem is their me'ila. So since it doesn't become chulin, it's still a problem. And you would not be yotze. You're using a shofar of shlam. Okay, if you use a shofar of hektish, you cannot be yotze the mitzvah. Okay, yes.
How can you warn something against doing something but shogeg?
How can you what?
Sorry. How can you warn someone against doing something to shogeg?
Well, that's why Pashtus of the Pasuk of Chumash is almost like Tosa says. Torah says, don't make use, don't benefit from kachim. And if you'll do it b'shogeg, here's the halacha. If you did it,
v'di'evet, don't accidentally do something.
Not saying don't accidentally, it's saying don't do it at all. Even b'mezid, that's what Torah is telling us. Don't do it even b'mezid. Now, but when you do it b'shogeg, these are the following halachas. That's what Tosus is kind of like reading in to this halacha. And obviously, basically what you're saying, obviously the Torah, if the Torah is giving us what is the halacha in b'shogeg, the obvious implication is b'mezid, you can't do this. Okay. So one question that I was troubled by here is what is the makor, what is the source for this iser? That it says here you can't use a shofar shel shlam. But now what is the iser? What's the problem? We just said, Rashi notes on Chumash, that this whole parsha of Me'ila is talking about the Kodshei Hashem. Things that are Miyuchadim Hashem, Yatzu Kodshim Kalim, to the exclusion of Kodshim Kalim, they're not exclusive for Hashem. So what's the problem? Why can't I use the Shofar of Shlamim? Why not? So the Rishonim here don't really address this question, which further perplexed me, but after some investigation, it took me a while to find this, but after looking around for a while, I finally came across it. How did I find it? Some good tips on finding things. I looked in the Minchas Chinuch on the halachas of Me'ila, the mitzvah of Me'ila, this or Me'ila, this or here, and Minchas Chinuch is Mitzayin of Mishnah and Melech in the Rambam Hilchos Me'ila, who's Mitzayin the following Mamakomas that are about to quote. So what does the Mishnah and Melech quote? So the Mishnah Melech quotes Rashi and Psachim and Atosis and Nedarim, and Rashi and Psachim, just to read the Lashon of Rashi and Psachim, my impression was there's no Me'il at all, so there's no problem. It's not part of the Psachim, but Rashi says no. Rashi says in Psachim, it's Chav Zayin, right? So Rashi says in Psachim, Kachim Kam is no Me'ila, because not Kachi Hashem, as we just noted from Rashi. Okay. Right, he says, "V'ein l'gavoa b'hen." There's nothing to the gavoa to Hashem, except after you sprinkle the blood as haimurin, the innards. Okay, v'isura miha rechiva alayu. The lashon of our Gemara. There's still an iser umi me'ilahu de ismaiti b'maseches me'ila. When we say it's excluded, it's out of this parsha. It's only out of the laws of me'ila. But the Isser, that does exist. The Isser applies to all Kachim. Anything that's hektish, there's an Isser to be nana from it. And it's only that there's no halacha of Me'ila. There's no halacha of this payment and an Asham and all those things. When you did it b'shogeg, that's what Kachim Kalim are excluded from. Then it makes perfect sense. When there's an Isser, of course, there's still an Isser. That the Isser is Me'ila to misuse. And Tosos in Nedarim, in fact, when he says his Shita, and the implication of that Rashi is that this is an Isser d'Oraisa, Pashas Svar Gemara, I guess, why do they say it's Drabanan? It sounds like Nisha Daraisa. And Tosa Nadarim says Nisha Daraisa, and he says, Yisur Daraisa Miyaika, Ked Amar Rosh Hashanah, as we say in Rosh Hashanah, Beshover Shal Shlomim, Lo Yitaka, Vim Taka, Lo Yotza, Mishum Di Yisur, Rachiv Alei, he quotes our Gemara, there's an Yisur Daraisa to use Kachim, even Kachim counts. Even though they're excluded from Me'ilah, it's only for the all those details of Me'ilah, but the Yisur Hana'ah that exists with Kachim, that does still apply to Kachim count. I think there are some Rishonim that holds Derabanan. There probably are Rishonim that holds Derabanan. I don't remember offhand who I saw explicitly that says this, but these Rishonim are clearly saying it's Daraisa. Interestingly, I put it in the brackets, Lashmadas, Lashitim, Gubetzes, and Menachos, he suggests another source, and that is, when you donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, what have you in effect done? You're sanctifying it, and you are making an oath that this is going to be used as a carbon. This is what this is going to be used for. And if you go ahead and use it for something else, so now you violated your oath. It says the sheet that we read says not me'ila. It's not me'ila. You're right. It's excluded from the whole parsha me'ila. Doesn't apply. But there's a whole other parsha, and this is parsha's matos. Nothing to do with parsha's vayikra. And parsha's matos is another halacha that if you say something, you got to keep your word. It's very important. By the way, just very important to know in halacha, when you say something and it's a discussion exactly what counts, swear, promise, does promise count as swear? When you go to court, we say we affirm. But basically, and the halacha is, one is not, even on something that's true, the Shulchan Aruch writes, one is not supposed to swear. And you need to really swear in Hashem's name. When people say, I swear to God, that's really bad. And if they say, swear to God, and they're lying, so they shouldn't ever say they swear to God, even if talking the truth, that's Shulchan Aruch says that. If they say this, they swear to God and they're lying, they're doing this to Daraisa. So, and even promise, maybe, if you're missing the Shem Hashem, it's Machlokes Rishonim. So one should avoid, it says my kid's parsha book, there's a stories, and it says don't say you promise to do things. And so I always say Bli Neder, because of this. We always say do things Bli Neder. Well, sometimes we say Bli Neder because we don't want to take it on as a Chumrah and Hagatova. That's when we do good things. But when you say something Bli Neder, so, I promise I'm going to be there. If you're not there, you might be in a violation of Sederaisa. So you got to be careful about those things. But back to the story here, you are saying, in effect, I promise this is going to the base of English, and you use it. Maybe that's a violation of Bayachal. That's the interesting shita of the Shita Mubetzis, and that would be the Isser of our Gemara. Yes, Jonah.
The problem with that is that assumes that the Gemara is only talking about if you're giving that korban.
Excellent. That's what some Achronim point out. That what if someone else uses it? It's got to be your carbon. Very good. So that's some Achronim point out on the Shidim Uvetzes.
There are also things that become hektish that you make them hektish, right? Like Chirma doesn't have to be hektish for you.
Yeah, side. Well, we're just talking about Shlomo in our Gemara.
So in general, just using Kachim.
So maybe not. Maybe so it would only apply to certain things. No, maybe the Agamar is not Shlomo, so maybe it's only when you designate a carbon. That's what would be a problem. Okay, so those are some Haros on the Shidim Uvetzes. Fine, so that seems to be here. What the issue is. Now, this is all in the Havamina. I mean, the Isser exists even in the Maskana, but in the Havamina, the halacha is that you are not Yotze because it's still using Hektish. The Maskana, what does the Gemara say about Rava? What does Rava say the Maskana? You could use them? What does Rava say?
Yotze.
Right? Rava rejects, by the way, why does Rava reject this reasoning? Because he says it's not true that it's Yotze the Chulin because only Yotze the Chulin after you use it. So the whole argument is wrong. So he says, fine, I got it wrong. So he says, either echadzeh vechadzeh lo yotza, or hadamer, the maskana, echadzeh vechadzeh yotza. Your yotze when you use these things of hektish. Why? Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvos are not given for ana. And what does that mean? That means the iser is, as Rashi tells in Chumash, to be na-na from hektish. To use, if you have the horn of an ola or a shlamim, you can't benefit from it. What are you doing with it? You're doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah lach lehenos hana. That's halachically, we don't view the fulfillment of a mitzvah as hana, and therefore you never did the iser, and therefore you're yotze. Right? That's what comes out. You're yotze, you never did the iser. Oh, excellent. That's my next question. We're only b'di'evit. Strengthen your question. Ask me a question from the Gemara itself.
From what?
Rafi is saying, why is it that I'm only saying b'di'evit? If mitzvah lach lehenos hana, why can't I use the lechatchila? And furthermore, to make the question even stronger, later the Gemara gives another example But the Gemara says, let's say I go to Yoav and I say, Yoav, you can't get, I'm a Ganedid, you can't have any Hanah from my stuff.
This is your logic.
And the Gemara says, since Bittul Lav Lenison, Yoav is allowed to take my shofar and blow it. So what's the difference? If either way there's an Isser Hanah, there's an Isser Hanah for him to benefit from my shofar, and he's allowed to do it because Mitzvah Lav Lenison, that's not considered Hanah, he's just doing a mitzvah. Why don't we say the same thing by the shofar?
Maybe by the Moder, in that case, that's what the shofar is for, it's already a shofar, but when you're taking it from something else that exists as a korban, then there's a nafkin in there.
Interesting.
As in by the ola or the shaman, it belongs to someone as part of the korban, but here when you're taking it solely for the use of the shofar from a pre-existing shofar.
Interesting suggestion, and therefore in the carbon, so you had a whole carbon. You're not allowed to benefit from it. You cut off that horn, and now you're going to use it. So what are you saying?
And you took it from the animal.
You took it from the animal, so that's already violating the Isser then.
Yeah,
it's clear in the Gemara that's not the case, because the Gemara is assuming only when you actually use it as a mitzvah in the Havamina, that was the only Me'ilah, was to use it for the mitzvah. I hear your suggestion, so think about why that's not the case. Yeah.
Can I do the fact that it's not yours?
So, maybe, Rav Yoshev in his Ha'ara suggests that when I make a neder, when I say Yoav can't benefit from my shofar, I'm saying, that's all I'm saying. Yoav cannot benefit from my shofar. Can he use my shofar? Usually, using it will be synonymous with benefiting. But in this case, using it won't be synonymous with benefiting it, and therefore, it's fine, he can use the shofar. But when we talk about the Isser Me'ila, suggests Rav Yoshev, the main Isser, Kisim Ol Ma'al. When it says Kisim Ol Ma'al, Ma'al doesn't really mean benefiting. Ma'al means to use, to misuse. The main Isser is Ishtamshus. What kicks in the halachos of Ne'ila, that's when you benefit from it. When you benefit from it, now you have to pay back whatever benefit you had, and you have the kick in the yasham, etc. So it's called me'ila once you benefit. That's what he's saying. But kisimol ma'al, which is the iser there is still to use kachim. You're not allowed to use kachim and or b'yachal devaro. Let's say if that's the other source, you're not allowed to use the kachim for your other purpose. It's true. The halos me'ila only kicked in once there's hana, but the iser is to use it, and therefore I can't even use the lechatchila. Rav Yoshev suggests the following. What's the difference between when we make a neder, the Yoav is not going to get Hanah from my stuff, and in effect a neder that the korban, the kachim, is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash? Say it that way, as a parallel. So says Rav Yoshev, the end all and be all of Yoav's Isser, when Yoav is an Isser here, the end all and be all of that Isser is Hanah. I said Yoav can't get Hana. Did I say Yoav can't use my stuff? Well, he can't use it practically, because 99% of the time when you use something, you benefit from it. But fundamentally, if I had to break down what is the Isser is benefiting. When it comes to Kachim, however, the Isser, if I had to break down what the Isser is to use it. That's the Isser. I can't use Kachim. Hanah is relevant for halachos of Me'ilah and maybe other things, but the basic Isser is to use. Yes, Jonah. Wait, you want it? Is that good?
Yes, I was basically we're saying that there's technically no Isser of use, but since whenever you use it, you'll get Hanah, that's why it's awesome.
Which one?
For
that's a neder.
Yeah, neder.
Correct. But in the case where there is no Hanah, you use it without Hanah, which is a shofar.
By Hegdash.
By Hegdash still Isser because of an Isser. Yes, Jonah.
The case of the Korbanos seems to me kind of more like you're going behind someone's back and taking the shofar from the korban. And in terms of the moder anah, we might make that neder that I can derive benefit from you, but then I don't know what the technicalities of that neder are, but if you then say, I'm letting you use my shofar, isn't that fine then? So there's a difference?
Maybe, but we don't know that that's the case here. We don't know
like, even though there's a your moder anah, you're not going to then steal from that person. It kind of says, like, yes, we made this agreement that there's not going to be any hana between the two of us, but since there's no hana by mitzvah, I can give you the shofar.
Let's assume, like the Rambam, that stealing is not going to affect anything here, because stealing is no mitzvah of avera, and that wouldn't possible the shofar. So it doesn't even matter if you go behind someone's back, according to Rambam, you're yotze.
Why are you even
yotze b'diavad? Why are you yotze b'diavad with the shofar?
Yeah.
Shall you yotze b'diavad because? Oh, so that's good. So that's exactly the Ritva's question. So Rafi asked the question. Rafi asks, according to what we're saying, that mitzvah lav mehenasin, but you're still not allowed to use the karban, right? As we just said, this is istamshus. So why aren't you yotze? Why are you yotze? Why are you yotze? Not exactly the request question, but why are you yotze? So probably, so actually, that's a very good question. So what's the answer to that? So the it seems that we're not applying mitzvah haba b'aveira here. That's what seems to be going on. You essentially you're asking, why don't you call this mitzvah haba b'aveira? That's what you're asking. I mean, why are you yotze? You're not allowed to do it. So Ravi's asking, we have a rule called mitzvah haba b'aveira. So the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, which I put on the Marmar Komos. Now this is the Rambam's formulation. Other Rishonim formulate, others formulate differently. But the Rambam tells us that Shofar ha-gozel, let's say a stolen Shofar, so you're not allowed to steal a Shofar, so now you're using a stolen Shofar. Yotza, she'ein ha-mitzvah ele b'shmias ha-kol. The mitzvah is only to hear the sound. Af al pi shelo noga bo v'lo higbiyo ha-shomei ha-yotza. So the sound, af al pi shelo noga bo v'lo higbiyo ha-shomei ha-yotza. Even though I'm yotze the mitzvah, that's a little bit we talked about at the end of the last year. Somebody goes, I don't touch the shofar. I don't pick it up. I don't have anything to do with the shofar. I'm yotze because I heard the sound of the shofar. The ain bekol din gezel. So the shofar was stolen, right? So what mitzvah haba b'aveira? You need a mitzvah that came about through an aveira. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar. The sound of the shofar is not through an aveira, because the sound you can't tell. The sound can't be stolen. Yes, the physical shofar can be stolen, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah haba b'aveira, so says in Sukkah, is that when there's a causality between the Avera and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But here there's not necessarily a link between the Gezela and the Kiyum HaMitzvah, because the Kiyum HaMitzvah is just to hear the sound.
So why do you need to have a shofar for the sound then?
Well, you need to have a sound produced by a kosher shofar. But it's not, you can't say the sound was stolen. I didn't steal the sound. Yes, the shofar was stolen, but it's unrelated to, because it doesn't really matter how that sound is produced. As long as they hear the sound, that's what the Rambam says. That's the Rambam Shita. He's based on a Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi seems to say that when do we say mitzvah of Avera, and the mitzvah is in the Chetza. Maybe that could be what he's alluding to, that let's say I steal a lulav. So the mitzvah is, Yerushalmi is contrasting a shofar and a lulav, if I'm not mistaken. The mitzvah of the lulav is to shake the shofar. The lulav is to shake the lulav. I need the Chetza, I need this object of a lulav, that's what I need to do. Shofar, the chefza is irrelevant. It's not about the object of the shofar. It's about this, my mitzvah to hear a shofar. He focuses more on the chefza gav rechilik, but the point is that I don't have a, when it's my issue, and I don't, the item is not so significant. It's so much more about what I hear, so then we don't say mitzvah b'aveira. The Rambam, Yerushalmi, they may or may not be saying the same thing, but that's one approach. So we can say the same thing here. I think by the shofar, shel shlomim and shel ola. That even though there's an iser, if the mitzvah is to hear the shofar alone, so then there's no mitzvah baba vera. It's one possibility. Now, other achronim jump on this, and there are lots of other issues, not going to get into all the whole sugi of mitzvah baba vera, which is not for now, but there are other possibilities. It could be that really the iser to use it is derabanan, and some say mitzvah baba vera doesn't apply to serum derabanan. It's one approach, and there are others in the. There's one, and then the Aruch Lener.
Why yichas and derabanan?
What? No. According to Rashi and according to Tosfos Nedarim and Hashemot, the Sujim Gvetz, they assume it's Daraisa, but other Rishonim say it's Darabanan. So if it's Darabanan, the issue here is that maybe you don't say it's a Vavera on a Darabanan.
What issue do
they say it is? I forgot who says, but it's clear from other. I mean, not. This is the Chiddush. I mean, it's really the simple Rishonim Gemara, but these Rishonim are a little bit more Mechiddush. Not everyone agrees. The Rambam seems to assume that it's Darabanan. That's on Mishle Melech over there. So the Rambam seems to assume it's Darabanan. And so, if it's Darabanan, so then maybe Mitzvah B'Avera doesn't apply to Darabanan. And then another Svar Rabbeinu Tam holds in the Sefer Yosher that Mitzvah B'Avera doesn't apply in something B'Shogeg. And here we're talking about how you did B'Shogeg. So, there are different Mahalchim in the Achronah how to deal with that issue. But what is clear, and where Rafi is asking a very good question, is that Mitzvah B'Avera does not seem to be applying in this context. Okay. And of course, this all seems to go against the Ritva, because the Ritva asked in the Havamina. In the Havamina, the Ritva asked, the Yeshua B'Shal Shlomim, we said, it's Aser and Lo Yotze. You're not Yotze. And asked the Ritva, why not? Why can't you be Yotze? So Ritva, in the first answer, says, yeah, because it's a Bava Vera. You did the Isser of using the Shlomim to create this Mitzvah Bava Vera. So according to all what we're saying now, in the Maskana, seems to be that we don't accept Mitzvah B'Avera here. Although it might be related to Mitzvah Lehenes, that might be Dafka in the Hamina, without getting into the details here. Yes?
Can we be dealing with Mezid now? Since it's nothing to do with Mila?
It could be there's no distinction, and then that answer wouldn't work. I mean, the Gemara was B'Shogeg, and maybe now we're saying either way, Be'im Mezid, Be'im B'Shogeg, you would be Yotze. Okay. So let's just summarize again, just to clarify with the Gemara. So we have clear. We're going to move on from this. We're not going to spend too much time on all these halachos of Mila. So the Gemara is a Havamina again, that when you use the Shovar Shel Ola and the Shovar Shel Shlamim, Havamina basically is that you wouldn't be Yotze. Why? Because Mitzvos Lehenas. You're getting Hana, you're doing the Isser. And maybe that is Mitzvah B'Avera, or maybe like the second answer in the Ritva, we want to avoid the Isser, Ayin Shem. But the Maskana is, you are Yotze because Mitzvah Lehenas Nenu, and you really didn't do an Avera. Yes, Rav Yashiv said, you know, the Chatzil, you still shouldn't. This gets a little tricky, but and that's why the question seems to be, maybe you did do an Avera, but that's the end of the day. We worked out, maybe we don't say Mitzvah Avera. That's what the Gemara seems to conclude. Then the Gemara moves on to the Gemara then moves on to other things, to the Shofar of Avodah Zarah. We're not going to get into all these discussions, but again, a similar thing. You can't use it, but if you would use it, you would be Yotze. And your Nidachas, you wouldn't be Yotze. Because of Kitusei Mechta Shiure, which is another halacha, that since the halacha of your Nidachas is that you have to burn it up. Whenever, and your Nidachas is the city that has gone off the derech, the whole city has gone off the derech. So the halacha is you have to burn everything in the city. So, gone off the derech and Zobi Avodah Zarah. So you have to burn everything in the city. So since it's meant to be burnt, so it's ki'ilu, there's no shear, and as we discussed last time, everyone agrees there is at least a minimum shear.
Similar to what we spoke about in terms of the stuff, it's cracked a little bit, it's entirely burning.
There, it's not a shofar. It might have the shear, but it's not a shofar. Here we're saying, it doesn't have a shear. It's ki'ilu, it's nothing. The halacha views it as, I mean, let's say there's a minimum size of the shofar. It's got to be whatever, a tefach. So then, if it, now we're saying halachically this is burnt up, it's like it doesn't have a tefach, so it's lacking the proper shear, and therefore you're not yotze. And then the Gemara gets into Mudr Hana. If you saw these interesting situations where mechalek between where the Hana is the mitzvah, where there's a Hana is a side benefit, in which case it would be a problem. Okay, you can chazur the Gemara. Again, we're going to move on to the next major sugya. Sorry, Matthew and Jonah, we'll miss you guys. But the next major sugya is the Mitzvah Srivas Kavana. We'll have more geshmak stuff for you when you get back.